The Czech Republic ranks among the top 20 spam email senders in the entire world. This according to the most recent data analyzed by the leading threat researcher Cisco Talos. Some believe the problem stems from the general lack of concern for personalized IT security, and there seems to be little the government can do about it. Tom McEncrow has the story.
Has a Nigerian prince recently asked you for financial help? Or has someone with a strange end to their email address contacted you about a gift you can claim? Chances are that email may have been sent from the Czech Republic. A recent analysis conducted by Cisco Talos Intelligence Group, the threat research branch of US technology giant Cisco Systems, found that every 160th spam email is sent from the Czech Republic. Jan Krupička from the Europe in Data project shared the details of the findings.
According to the analysis from the Talos Intelligence Group, the Czech Republic was the 10th biggest sender in February. When I look at their more current data, Czech Republic fallen to 15th place.
It is quite the paradox that a country which is home to Avast, the most popular antivirus vendor on the market, is also one of the biggest spam email senders in the world. What makes the unfavorable ranking worse is the fact that the Czech Republic is the smallest state among the top 25 spam origin countries, says Mr. Krupička. He says that the main cause may be a low level of threat perception among average users.
We suppose it's due to lack of concern about personal IT security. A lot of spams is nowadays sent from botnets, from the networks of infected computers, where users are unaware that their computers are used for some nefarious goal, in this case, sneakiness. And when you look at the Eurobarometer that was conducted 2 years ago, Czech Republic was the country with the second lowest concern about cyber criminality.
Because botnets can be administered from anywhere outside the country, using Czech computers simply as proxies from which to send the spam, there is little the government can do about it, except perhaps launch a large awareness campaign, says Mr. Krupička. Sending spam is illegal in the Czech Republic, and companies which have been caught have had to pay millions of crowns in damages in the past. However, Milan Habercetl, who works at Cisco's Czech branch, says that spam is likely to remain common.
It's still number one how to deliver some threats to the end users. The spam as an automated procedure is more cheaper for the hackers and attackers, and this is why it's still very popular.
He says that out of every 20 emails sent in cyberspace, 17 can be classified as spam, a tenth of which carries an infected document or link. It is for this reason that emails still remain the largest cybersecurity risk.